All this bill did was raise the requirement of both houses to a three-fourths majority instead of a simple majority to take money out of that fund to use it other than property tax relief. HB 1046 is one near and dear to my heart, with some family that have autism. This is called the Blue Envelope Program. It enhanced communication between folks that have autism and law enforcement. So if law enforcement pulls somebody over, they can hand a blue envelope to law enforcement, and that tells the law enforcement that this person has autism. So it's a great bill. Another thing we did, I might have been caught some news, was House Bill 1204. It's what we call light tort reform. It addresses the recovery damages for past medical expenses. The bill specifies that only medical costs actually paid by or on behalf of the plaintiff, or those still unpaid for which the plaintiff or a third party is responsible. So basically, if Baxter Regional sends me a bill for $100,000 and we meet an agreement and say, hey, if you're going to pay this in full, we'll cut it down to $75,000, which a lot of hospitals do that if you paid in full. I can't go around and sue for that other $25,000 to take back. It's just addressing the issue of trial lawyers padding more expenses. Also, another one that affects our Air National Guard and Arkansas National Guard is HB 1005. It gives updates the tuition waiver laws to allow soldiers and airmen to use their tuition for programs leading to post-secondary certificates or other credentials, so like welding and that kind of stuff. Or if they want to get a master's, they can. So it's a great thing. So that's what we did.